New Orleans is bracing for more rain this weekend after last weekend's torrential rains caused severe flooding and the city's pumping system had multiple failures. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu held a press conference this morning to reassure residents that a water pumping turbine that caught fire on Wednesday has been repaired and is now being tested.
There is no need, as I have said many times, for panic. In the abundance of caution and in the spirit of transparency, I think it's important for the people to know where we are.
Both Landrieu and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards have declared states of emergency. And joining us now is Tegan Wendland from WWNO in New Orleans. Tegan, first of all, what does it look like there today? What are the streets like?
Well, today, I mean, we're having pretty nice weather and the streets are clear, but we are expecting a little bit of rain through tonight and into the weekend. So schools are closed again today. They were as well yesterday. And people are out filling sandbags to protect their homes. They're out there filling their sandbags in the sun. So it's kind of a strange sight.
So there's no flooding left on the streets at this point?
No, not at all.
Now, Mayor Landrieu told people that the turbine that caught fire on Wednesday and which powers the pumps is repaired. Let's listen to a little more of what he said.
What is clear to me today is that we remain at risk, I believe, if a major storm comes until we get additional turbines back up, which we expect by the end of this month. And, of course, we have been aggressively trying to do that, and we're going to double our efforts as well.
Now, first of all, there were new pumps put in after Hurricane Katrina by the Army Corps of Engineers, but the pumps we're talking about here are not those pumps, right?
Well, we're really juggling two sets of malfunctions here. There are these big pumps to get water out of the city, and then there are power generators that run them, and we've had problems with both. So today we've got one generator of five working. We're waiting to get another one back up and running. So that's two generators, and the city also ordered several more, but we're waiting for them to come in. But even with all that power, there are still a bunch of pumps offline. There were 16 that were down during the storm last weekend, and there are 121 total.
And the mayor is calling for the resignation of four top officials. What does he think people did wrong in this case?
So as the rain fell this weekend and really inundated parts of the city, the Sewerage and Water Board, which is the agency responsible for drainage, repeatedly stated that all of these pumps were up and running. And then it turned out that, in fact, 16 of them were down. So the mayor called for the firing and resignation of employees at both the Sewerage and Water Board and the Department of Public Works. Some board members also resigned, because he really said they lied to the public. The mayor's worked hard to pioneer this collaboration between these two disparate agencies. It's kind of wonky here because one of them is responsible for maintenance and the other for construction projects. But this whole thing really raises questions as to whether they're working well together.
So Tegan, what's in the forecast? Is more rain on the way?
Yes, we're expecting a bit today and up to a few inches over the weekend. It's not a lot of rain, but you know, the city has really tried to make amends for the communications problems last weekend by holding lots of press conferences for every development this week. Some days there were four press conferences updating people on the latest. And so it seems that both the city and residents are taking an abundance of caution on this. And that's why you see people out filling sandbags in the sun to take home and try to protect their homes this weekend.
That's Tegan Wendland at WWNO in New Orleans. Tegan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.